So anyway, I've got this buddy, he's getting a divorce. Actually, I have a lot of friends who are getting a divorce, but that's beside the point. Him and his wife, I guess they aren't getting along. They aren't at each other's throats, but they're not really, you know, coexisting well with each other. So one day they sit down and she says, I think we should get a divorce, and but, you know, since we're not really trying to, you know, kill each other, I really don't think that we need a lawyer. And he's like, okay, I suppose we could do it that way. Should work out fine. So they agree on that. He goes to work the next day or so, and he comes home, and stuff is missing. Like his TV, like the dining room table, and his barbecue grill. Come to find out, she came in while he was at work, and she took the stuff. So he calls a lawyer, and the lawyer says, I don't know how, but the lawyer says this is illegal, and he really can't do anything about it. Call me chauvinistic, but a woman coming in and stealing her husband's barbecue grill, that seems kind of fucked up to me. Maybe it's chauvinistic, but, you know, that'd kind of be like me coming in and stealing the shower curtains while my wife was at work. It doesn't make a lot of sense. To make things worse, a couple days later she called up and she says, hey, can me and my friends take the boat out on the river? And he's like, how are you gonna do that? You can't even drive the boat. And she's like, some of my friends can drive the boat. And he's like, no fucking way. So he tells me this, and we pretty much decided what we're gonna do with that boat before she ever gets her hands on it. You're damn right. So I guess my buddy learned his lesson. He should have gotten a lawyer. But hey, maybe you can't afford a lawyer, so here's what you do. A few years ago, before I was born, a friend of my dad's was getting a divorce, and I guess his wife wasn't really being, you know, cooperative. And she said, well, I'm gonna take you for everything you own. I'm going to own you and everything you have. So what he did was he went out and he rented himself a big old backhoe. He brought that home, dug a big hole in his yard, and then he took everything that was in the house, threw it in the hole, and then buried it. Now, that probably wasn't a real bright thing to do, but you gotta admire the guy's ingenuity. The fact of the matter is, kids, if you're getting a divorce, no matter whose fault it is, get a lawyer. Protect yourself. Can't afford a lawyer? Go rent some construction equipment and start digging. My name's Smokehouse, and I'm out of here.